today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Who controls your tongue? I've heard people say, "I didn't mean to say that." I've heard people say, "Man, I didn't mean to hurt their feelings." Each day, people say things they wish they could take back. Have you ever said something you wish you could take back? Maybe you were at work and someone moved something of yours and you spoke to them in a way that was harmful. Maybe your supervisor asked to see you in their office and shared with you their concerns and you said something you wish you could take back. We are constantly communicating with people, and there are times we don't control our tongue. When this happens, we find ourselves in situations we wish we could change. The tongue, like a fire, can cause damage that can't be reversed. In James chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Even the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest of fire it kindles?" The tongue is a very small member of the body, but it has the power to devastate the lives of many. The tongue is a very small member of the body, but it has the power to boast great things like rumors, lies, spread gossip, degrade people, and so many other things. The tongue has immense power to speak sinfully, erroneously, and inappropriately. It has been said that human speech is a graphic representation of human depravity. Like fire, the tongue's sinful words can spread destruction rapidly as its accompanying smoke. Those words can permeate and ruin everything around it. But your tongue can also have the power to lift people up. The tongue has the ability to bless and not curse. It has the ability to communicate love and not hate. It has the ability to spread words of comfort and not harm. The tongue is so powerful that it can bring peace to a disruptive situation. The question is, what are you saying with your tongue? Are you spreading the good news of Jesus Christ? Are you letting the world know that He is coming back again? Are you letting the people you come in contact with know that He desires to show them His love? Are you using your tongue to spread the joy of the Lord? Yes, the tongue left to itself can destroy, but under the control of the Holy Spirit, it can be an effective witness of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who's controlling your tongue today, you or the Holy Spirit? Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.